Lord Jesus, we just are so grateful to you for such an abundant and amazing sacrifice that you've made for us. So far-reaching. One act that its results are eternal, and we can never repay you. You will judge the earth one day, but we will stand forgiven and blameless and able to enjoy peace for infinity because of what you've done and the way you suffered and you cried out for us. We really give you our lives and our worship, and best of all, you're alive. You're alive. They didn't kill you, Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't keep you dead. You weren't killed forever, Lord. You came back to life, and now you live, and you live in us, and we rejoice in that, Lord. You laid down your life for us. It wasn't taken from you. And you came back again for us. So we just thank you. In your name we praise you. Amen. Hello, welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. And you can subscribe to these podcasts if you're interested by going to Michael Ryan's Booze in the iTunes search query. Just type that in, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, apostrophe S, Booze, B-O-O-S. And I just want to take time to just praise Jesus because he's alive. And it's so good to know that he's alive. You know, the new covenant is such an important aspect of our faith. And what is the new covenant? It's the new relationship, the new agreement, the new system that we have with God, which is God lives in us. Jesus Christ is alive, living in us. No longer are we by ourselves, subject to our own personalities and fleshly desires and just trying to figure the world out with our own understanding, but God lives in us. You see, the cross was just the beginning of an abundant life. His blood was just the beginning of the new covenant. It was the signing of the new covenant. He says, in the Last Supper, this is the blood, this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for many. And that blood signed, sealed, and delivered this new relationship. And what's the relationship to God? God in you. He lives in you. He lives, he's alive. Jesus Christ is alive and he lives in you. He can be celebrated all day in you. He desires his power to be manifested in you. You weren't just saved so that you can know for the rest of your life you're going to go to heaven, but you spend your walk on this planet trying to please God and figure out life on your own. That's not why you were saved. You were saved so he can come dwell in you. You are the dwelling place of the Messiah. I mean, it's an amazing truth. He saved us so he can dwell in us. The forgiveness of sins is just the beginning. But our faith is the new covenant. Our faith is God manifesting his power through us. And I invite you to really consider that and how that impacts your daily life. Every day you can walk in newness of life by inviting Jesus to fill you up, his life in you to fill you up, his presence in you to manifest itself. See, that's the true manifestation of the new covenant. Us going to heaven because he died for our sins, that is amazing in of itself, but it gets deeper than that. And I invite you to walk deeper. Do you want to walk deeper? Because you can. You really can. The eternal creator, King of Kings, who sits on the throne, his robe fills up the temple, cherubim, seraphim, praising him, glorifying him day and night. They don't stop saying, holy, holy, holy. That same God dwells in you on standby, waiting for you to celebrate his power. I'm grateful that we take the time at least once during the year to celebrate the risen Lord, but I'm trying to explain that he's risen every day and he lives in you. He lives every day and all day long, you can be feeding off of his presence, feeding off of his power, if you're willing to do so. In Romans 6, it says that we were baptized into his death. And how much more shall we be saved by his life? We experience a new life with Jesus. We were raised with Jesus. Our life is hidden in him. He is our life. He is your life. He is your life. Maybe you haven't realized it. Maybe you were just trying to respond to what he did for you on the cross. But the cross was the beginning. He is now dwelling in you, right in your chest. And you know how you can access him? Do you know how you can abide in him? Simply to fix your eyes and worship him, to praise him, to take time to ask him to manifest his presence in you, to bear his fruit in your life. He's willing to do it. He really is. He really is. You may not have the power to conquer your temptations, or you may not have the strength to walk according to the way scripture teaches, but he does. Because that's why he saved you. He saved you to dwell in you. Because as we know from Ezekiel chapter 36, he explains that we're unable to meet his rules and his laws. That's why he said, I will put my spirit in them and cause them to walk in my statutes. He has to cause you. You can't do it on your own. But what's good about it is that while he's causing you to live holy, he's bearing fruit in your life. Invaluable fruit. Fruit that will get you through this life. You're able to overcome through his life. You see, all day long we can celebrate the risen Jesus Christ. Every day, 365 days of the year. It's an amazing truth. And we can enter into it anytime. You can enter into it anytime. And I encourage you. I encourage you, please. Yes, he died for your sins and he went to the cross. And that is the beginning of an amazing life, of an amazing relationship, of a living God who dwells in you. So I encourage you to think about that. I encourage you to spend time with him each day, understanding that he is alive and he's wanting his power to be demonstrated in your life. In your life. And his power is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and more. All working in you. I mean, if you sense in your day that you're feeling low, or you're feeling disconnected, or you're just feeling sinful or carnal or whatever it may be, you can call upon that power. You can call upon the Lord Jesus and he will give you a renewed life. He will refresh you. He will truly refresh you. Living water can just pour right out of your heart because he lives. He's alive. If he just went to the cross and died, I mean, that would be, you know, it's his resurrection that makes all the difference. First off, that's what shows God that everything was accepted. The fact that he was risen from the dead just shows that what he's done has been sealed. But even if that was just it, even if he just saved us and we knew that we were going to go to heaven when we die, that will be good, but he gives us even more than that. He lives. He lives in us. I mean, I keep saying it over and over again because it's life. It really is life to know that. Will you celebrate him today? Will you celebrate him tomorrow? Will you feed on him, his life in you? That same Messiah who was nailed to a cross, who makes us just shed a tear, who makes us just weep, who makes us just feel so compassionate and moved. That same Messiah is waving his hands and wanting you to see, come to me right now, I'm alive right now. And it's amazing. It really is an amazing thing. So, Lord, I just thank you for your life. I thank you for your life in us, for resurrecting and being our power source now until we get to heaven, and keeping us even while we're in heaven. We truly live because you live, And you are everything. You are our Christian life. And we just praise you and we worship you and we adore you. We do. It would have been enough just to know that we're going to go to heaven when we die. I mean, the fact that we could have all of our life's sins be cleansed and cleared, that's amazing. But to know that you live in our chest, that you dwell within our souls, that's unthinkable. To know that you're willing to give us the power that we need, and all we have to do is ask for it, that's amazing. So God, just, I pray that your spirit would fill everybody up who's listening, and that they would believe in you, the living Lord, that you are able to give them all that they need, all the resources they need for the day. Lord, I pray that you manifest your presence in whoever's listening. In your name, amen.